little cup with maybe, I'd say, an ounce or so and a little spoon.
So you're queuing past a counter to, with this person's ladle.
You don't have to go to a separate area. It's the order line. You can step back, and if you want to try a few, you step back.
All right, so this is happening at the actual
order? At the order line.
Doesn't that disrupt the order process?
I did it for 8 hours in Michigan, and I was very extroverted and tried to show the people that were judging me and getting back to the founders on whether I'd be a good franchisee. It wasn't as it was a very pleasant experience, and people like a little free soup, and if they can try three or four.
Oh, I know. I'm up for the free soup.
It was a lot more pleasant and not as stressful as you might think, because people have room to sort of step back. The queue lines are a little larger than probably the typical one. You would step back, and if people wanted to get through and they knew what they wanted, they just sort of cut through and help themselves.
Because I'm imagining it's very similar to the free sample stuff. I've seen that at some ice cream places too, and you're waiting for the person in front of you to kind of figure out what flavor they want, and you're kind of as a customer waiting to place your order. You're like,
no,
hey.
they ask people to sort of step back, and people that know what they want and already have their mind made up just sort of get or ushered through, and they move to someone else. They have like people that are sort of focusing on getting the samples to people that are going to sort of linger and need time to decide. Mm-hmm. There's always someone, two or three other people that'll